Marriage is a sunnah of the Beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He clearly said this. He said, An-nikahu min sunnati. Nikah is for my sunnah. It's the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. It's the only way a man and a woman can come together and form a relationship, meaning whereby they have children later on, offspring, and they express love for each other and they fulfill their desires. Now, Islam obviously prohibits adultery, fornication, illicit relationships. So marriage is very important. Now, when getting married, choosing your life partner, yes, your life partner, meaning that person will stay with you for the rest of your life, you have to choose wisely. People give priority to the wrong things. Some people only look at beauty. Some people only look at wealth. Some people only look at lineage. But taking consideration of all of these things is good. But what we must ensure is that the spouse is pious. The woman you're getting married to is pious. She's the mother of your children. She's pious, she'll help your children become pious. She will do correct upbringing and tarbiyah of your children as well. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated towards this. He said it as well in a hadith that الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا مَتَاعٌ. This dunya is entirely a place where you obtain possessions, things that you benefit from. And the greatest mata', the greatest thing from this dunya that you can attain, al-mar'atu salihah, is a pious woman. Meaning a wife, a spouse who is pious. For the reasons that I already mentioned, that this woman will now bear your children, she will bring up your children, she will offer salah, she will help you offer salah, she will build on her taqwa, she will help you develop your taqwa, and you will both work towards Jannah. And so many times we see people don't give priority to piety, and they suffer. Divorces take place, marriages break up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all spouses piety and enable them to help each other in deen.